Good day, Mike Powers with your KWIN local and regional news headlines. From Dade County, advanced voting starts today for the special election in Georgia's 14th Congressional District and the 53rd District Georgia State Senate seat. Advanced voting will be held through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day, along with the next two Saturdays at the Dade County Commission Meeting Room, 71 Case Avenue in Trenton. Election day, of course, is Tuesday, March 10th. Voters are encouraged to cast ballots early and bring proper identification. Residents can verify registration and voting information on the Georgia Secretary of State's My Voter page. As advance voting gets underway, the Dade County Republican Party will meet tonight at 5:30 at Guthrie's Restaurant here in Trenton. Scheduled speakers include the candidates for the Georgia Senate District 53 seat, along with congressional candidates. The meeting is open to the public, and that's this evening at 5:30 at Guthrie's here in Trenton. Also here in Dade County, the Board of Commissioners will launch a new series called Coffee Talk with the Commission starting tomorrow from 9 until 10 a.m. at the historic Dade County Courthouse. The informal sessions will allow residents to speak directly with commissioners and staff. Initial discussions will focus on SPLOST, which is on the May ballot for renewal. For more information, you can contact the Dade County Administrative Office at 706-657-4625. The Dade County Sheriff's Office is mourning the loss of K-9 Rocco, who passed away Friday after a distinguished career. Rocco spent years tracking suspects and detecting narcotics alongside his handler, Chief Detective Casey York. The Sheriff's Office says the amount of illegal drugs removed from the community due to Rocco's work was absolutely unimaginable. After retiring 2 years ago, Rocco spent his final years at home with Chief Detective York and his family. In sports, it's region tournament time for the Dade County Wolverines. The girls 7A region tournament tips off tonight with Dade County, the number 6 seed, facing Coosa at 7 o'clock. Airtime 6:45 this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. On the boys' side, Dade County, the number 3 seed, will play Tuesday afternoon tomorrow, 5:30, with airtime at 5:15. You can catch all the Dade County tournament action all week long here on 101.3, 106.1, 1420 AM, and on the KWIN app here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your news update. You can stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.